Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. And I'll be talking about it solo here today, as Lance Storm will be unable to make it. But he is going to be here on Thursday and Friday. Filthy Tom will be here tomorrow. And might have a special guest as well coming up over the next couple of weeks. Maybe tomorrow, maybe the following Wednesday. But we got a lot to get into, including everything that is going on with Seth Rollins. We're going to get into that right after the break. There was a lot that happened on Raw last night, and it all stems from Seth Rollins and Crown Jewel. So we're going to get into that first off. Then we've got the NXT and AEW Dynamite lineups for the next couple of days. We'll, of course, cover the entire Raw show. We'll talk about the New Japan King of Pro Wrestling show, Takeshin Zack Sabre Jr. We're going to talk about Ridge Holland, which was quite the thing yesterday. There's a lot of other New Japan news as well, including some updates on Wrestle Kingdom and Tanahashi's final show in his home prefecture, the upcoming Super Juniors tournament, Aaron Wolf, or perhaps Wolf Aaron. We got it going again. We'll have to discuss that. We got Sting's son making his debut, NXT doing house shows, as noted, the full Raw report, and plenty of other stuff as well. So, I'm solo, as noted, so you're welcome to join the show here today. And the easiest way to do that is via text message, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is email. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Grab yourself a Cameo, everybody. They're cheap and they're fun. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment of Observer Live.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, if anybody on the Twitch chat wants to tell me how to unblock somebody, I might give Lenny another chance. Usually lasts about half a show, but it's fun sometimes. All right. We got to start here with old Seth Rollins. So, just because I know so many people love to hear this, everything that I said on the show yesterday was absolutely 100% correct. And to be fair, it was all speculation. I wasn't announcing anything or reporting anything, but my speculation was exactly what it ended up being, which is that they were doing that match at the PLE, him and Cody, and for reasons I still cannot explain to you, Seth Rollins decided, I'm going to do a coast-to-coast headbutt. He landed on his shoulder and his arm, and he wasn't the same afterwards. And I woke up on Monday morning, and they'd already shot the angle with Bron Breakker. And I remember watching the pay-per-view and thinking, okay, they're clearly setting up a Seth Rollins babyface turn for a ways down the road. They're planting the seeds because that's what they do. It's very slow going, but you know, they were planting the seeds, you know, between him not sure if he should cheat or not, and he's conflicted. Finally, in the end, of course, he does, but it took him a long time to decide to do it. And then, you know, there were some teases earlier in the show as well, you know, when Paul Heyman basically told the guys, if you don't win. So you knew that at some point, his goose was cooked, as they say. But then I was like, oh my God, they turned on him already? And I got to thinking about it, and my conclusion on Observer Radio or Observer Live yesterday was that he got hurt, and they just figured we gotta do something. We gotta pull the trigger. So I should make it abundantly clear, he has not been evaluated yet. He's heading to Birmingham to be evaluated, and the belief was he was probably going to need surgery. He definitely has a shoulder injury. It was from the coast-to-coast headbutt. He is hurt, and so they pulled the trigger on the Bron Breakker turn on Seth Rollins, And, like, that's it. The vision is over. It is now Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, Paul Heyman, and my guess is probably Austin Theory. Because I actually do believe the original Survivor Series teams that were in the Observer that seemed so preposterous, I actually think that's where they were going. Now, obviously, Seth is out, but there were plans for Seth to run the vision at least through WrestleMania. And the original WrestleMania idea was Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. And I don't know this for sure, but my guess is that Roman Reigns was probably going to beat Seth, and that was going to be the catalyst, probably the Raw after WrestleMania, for Bron Breakker turning on Seth Rollins, and they strapped the rocket to the guy. But things happen, and maybe they felt we could push a young guy here. So they pulled the trigger, and they shot the angle, and I guess probably the next few days we'll probably get an update on how long Seth Rollins is going to be out of action. But that was the main event angle. They turned on him, and it's Paul Heyman, Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed. It's a big change in plans, which normally they don't do. Vince used to do stuff like this all the time. Triple H is a very safe booker. He doesn't take a lot of chances. And so what happens is their hand has to be forced for things to change dramatically. And their hand was forced. And so the big question now is, what does that mean for the title? And that will, I'm sure, be determined next week, would be my guess. CM Punk won a number one contenders match, so he will be in whatever they end up doing. There's a lot of things you could do. I mean, it sucks to have to vacate the title and do a tournament or whatever. I mean, Seth was clearly, like, he's hurt, but, I mean, he was able to take a spear. I mean, there is the option of, you know, Seth shows up at TV in a sling. He's furious. He challenges Bron Breakker. Let's do it right here, right now. They ring the bell. Bron spears this dude one more time. 1, 2, 3, wins the title. I mean, you could do that. He can take a bump. But my guess is they're probably going to vacate the title and, you know, do whatever. I actually like the idea of Seth showing up in an arm brace and a sling. And, you know, he's fighting. Because he's coming back as a babyface. He's not coming back as a heel. So him going out there and dying and going out on his shield, so to speak. I mean, he would come back as an even bigger babyface, but we'll see what they end up doing. But a decision has to be made because he's likely going to be out for a long time, surgery or not. So I guess we'll see. It was to me very clear watching the show last night that he was hurt because, first off, there had been reports yesterday that he'd been walking around with his arm in a sling. And then he shows up, and he always wears stupid outfits. And he showed up in this stupid-looking checkered trench coat. And, you know, he does his opening promo. He's just wearing this trench coat. And then, like, he wears stupid outfits, but, you know, he doesn't usually wear the outfit from start to finish. Or at least, like, in a physical altercation, you know, the suit will come out for whatever. Man, he does the opening segment. He does a backstage promo. He does the angle in the main event, the entire angle start to finish in the main event getting beaten up. He's in that big trench coat the entire time. I'm pretty sure he had a giant brace on his arm underneath the trench coat, and that's why he wore it all night. He did make reference. It was interesting. He did make reference to, I beat Cody Rhodes with one good arm, but that's the only thing they said about it. So I think probably he knew, you know, we're going to have to reveal, you know, I'm going in for surgery. But I don't know why they wouldn't just attribute that to Bron Breakker. He probably shouldn't have said it. Because then once he said it, it's like, you know, we've got the same problem that was anticipated after he faked the knee injury, which is, you know, nobody believed. I don't want to say nobody believed, but I do want to say there were a lot of people skeptical. Because fool me once with that knee injury. But, you know, I suppose it's possible this one could also be a worked injury. But I'd say with 99% certainty it's legitimate, both from things that I've heard. And also, the reason he faked the knee injury was because they wanted you to believe that he tore his ACL and everything else and he was going to be out 9 months minimum. Then he would do a surprise return at SummerSlam, cash in and win the title. Of course, everybody figured out what happened, and so it wasn't much of a surprise, even though, he claimed that he fooled everybody. But the reality is nobody was fooled. But then, this one here, it's like there is no reason to fake a shoulder injury. You know, if you want Braun Breaker to turn on Seth Rollins, you don't need a fake injury excuse to do it. I mean, they shot the angle in such a way where the reason Braun turned on him is because, Seth has taken credit for everything. He's saying he doesn't need these guys. He's saying he won the title on his own. He could have done it without them. They're only there because of him. And, they had Braun seething the entire time. So, again, you don't need a storyline injury to explain Braun Breaker turning on Seth Rollins. It's a totally different scenario than when they faked the knee injury to try to fool you for the cash-in. There's no reason to do that in this particular instance. So it's pretty much 100% he's hurt, and he's going to be out of action for a while. So anyway, we're going to head to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Ridge Holland, as well as the Takeshita Zack Sabre Jr. match, New Japan King of Pro Wrestling, and more. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, I'm here. So, gotta talk about Ridge Holland. I was just actually responding to some guy on Twitter. This guy goes, I don't even know why I bother. I usually don't, but in this situation I did. I bet I can find a clip where this guy is complaining about WWE adding injury time to contracts. I told him to find it. So anyway, if you don't know what happened, Ridge Holland was wrestling Moose at a TNA show, which obviously was arranged by WWE, and he broke his foot. Severe foot injury, actually. It's going to put him out of action in 7 or 8 months. And he went down, and Moose had to carry him to the back. And, you know, he was pretty badly injured. So, yesterday he revealed that WWE alerted him that his contract expires November 18th and they're not going to renew him. So, 1 month into his 7 month recovery, he's basically, he's out of job. And they said they would pay for his rehab, but that's it. So, talked about this yesterday. And at first I wrote he was cut. He actually is just not being renewed. And so, like, the internet went absolutely wild. They didn't even care about anything involving the story. They only cared that I worded it wrong and that I was a horrible person. But the issue here is it's actually honestly irrelevant whether he was cut or whether they're just allowing his contract to expire. It's the same issue. He was wrestling a match for them. He got hurt, and they are not paying him through the course of the injury. Now, the reason this guy on Twitter just a second ago was so angry is because, you know, nobody can really think when they're all tribalistic and angry. But everybody is like, what do you want him to do? Sign him to a new contract? And the answer is what they should do, whether it's Ridge Holland or Kylie Rae, who got pregnant and was released. What they should do is they should extend the contract until they're recovered. Like they do for literally, like, I don't know if Twitter is like all bots, but like all day yesterday I had to hear, why would they pay someone when they're in? Guys, do you understand how this has worked for years and years and years and years? If I'm wrestling for WWE, like Seth Rollins, for example, and Seth Rollins gets hurt, okay, they are going to pay him through his entire recovery period. And then however long that is, 8 months or whatever, they're going to add the 8 months to the end of the contract. So they get their fully contracted time. They do this in WWE. They do this in AEW. Like, this is the way it's done. Does nobody know this? So Ridge Holland gets hurt. He's going to be out for 8 months. And they let his contract expire. And you got to fend for yourself, brother. You got a mortgage, 3 kids. Too bad. Deal with it. So everyone's like, oh, they do this in the... I don't care about the NFL. I don't care about any real sport. What do they do in the company that he works for? That's the issue. So anyway, this guy brought it up because he thinks I always complain about this extending contracts thing. Actually, if you want to find a clip of me complaining about how WWE and AEW does this, go for it. I don't complain about it. In fact, I bring up this. Yes, you hear about, you know, Phoenix wants to go to WWE, But they added injury time to his contract, okay? Well, you're angry that they don't use Phoenix, and so you are upset at AEW because they extended his contract, okay? Or the other way around, Bryan Danielson. Bryan Danielson took a year and a half off or whatever due to his head injury. They extended his contract as a result. You want to see him go to AEW, so you're angry at WWE for doing this. Well, people get angry because someone they want to see, they believe, is being held hostage, okay? What you're not looking at is the majority of cases when someone is working for AEW or WWE and they get hurt and the company takes care of them during the injury, and then when they return, they continue to get paid throughout the duration of what would have been their contract. Most people don't complain about this at all. Most people are happy about this. Let's say Kota Ibushi is signed to a 2-year deal. He wrestles for 6 months. He's going to be out a year and a half. Okay? You think Kota Ibushi is going to complain when he is paid the entire 2-year period, the year and a half that he's out, and then when he's healthy enough to return, they extend his contract so he can continue to wrestle and get paid for another year and a half? You think Kota Ibushi is going to cry about that? You think the vast majority of wrestlers who get hurt on the job, who are paid their entire salary during the course of their rehab and everything, and then get time added on at the same rate, are going to complain about that? The vast majority do not. The few that do complain about that, you hear about it because they want out. And then you talk about how, oh, this is horrible what AEW does. This is horrible what WWE does. Oh, it's terrible. It's just like the insurance situation, the way that they handle injuries in WWE and AEW. They're both completely different. When Seth Rollins gets injured, they're sending him to their doctor. He gets no choice in the matter. He's going to Birmingham, whether he likes it or not. They're paying for it. He's getting the surgery from their surgeon, whether he likes it or not. They're paying for it. And then he's doing rehab wherever they want him to do rehab, whether he likes it or not, and they're paying for it. That's the way WWE does it. The way AEW does it, you get hurt, well, you find a doctor, you find a surgeon, you find a rehab facility, you pay for it, and they reimburse you, okay? Now, if you're a WWE fan, you're going to say, oh, the way that WWE does it, I can't believe the way it's the other way around if you're an AEW fan. But the fact is, they're both just different. Some people don't want to go to the surgeon that WWE wants to go to. Some people don't want to go. And meanwhile, in AEW, some people wish you would just take care of everything like WWE does. There's pros and cons to both. But the fact is, if you're a professional wrestler and you are booked in a match by WWE, and you get injured in that match, and you can't work for 7 months, they should pay you for that 7 months that you're injured, and then deal with it afterwards. It's been like that for years and years and years, and now there's been a change because of the way that the TKO runs the company. And the funny thing about it is for everybody complaining that, well, too bad, he should have saved his money or this or that, you know, there's gonna come a time when one of your favorite wrestlers is gonna get injured 2 months before their contract expires, and they're gonna let them go, and your favorite wrestler is gonna be sitting there for 7 months paying out of their own, and you're gonna be furious. Or someday at your job, you're gonna have a filing cabinet fall on you, and they're gonna let you, go on your own way. Too bad. Deal with it yourself. And you're going to be furious about it. But I guess because it's Ridge Holland or whatever the reason is, WWE, I saw so many defenses of WWE yesterday. It was astounding. So anyway, that's the story. It's quite frankly ridiculous. But honestly, what's more ridiculous is like everything I heard yesterday justifying how this is totally fine. Totally fine. Everything's great. Don't worry about that guy. And I think Kylie's deal might have expired as well. She wasn't cut either. But still, it's like, you can take care of people. You guys know how much Kylie Rae was making? You know how much WWE is making? Do you guys know that when Ridge Holland went to NXT, that was Ridge Holland's call? He wanted to go back and try to, like, rebuild his career. And they actually cut his contract. He was making NXT money. He wasn't one of those people making main roster money in NXT. He was making NXT money. You know what NXT money is? We actually all know what NXT money is because of what happened with Jasmine Nix. But they won't pay his deal. So there you go. All right. I should mention I watched the Takeshita Zack Sabre Jr. match from King of Pro Wrestling. It was freaking awesome. And it was actually funny because, you know, Takeshita's been booed a lot on these New Japan shows he's working. And like before the match actually starts, like the announcers, probably presuming that a lot of people are watching this show that don't normally watch, they go on this big spiel about how, oh man, Takeshita's going to get booed. He's seen as an outsider. And they're just going on and on and on. And then they do the match and Takeshita's cheered the entire time. And in fact, they're going crazy for this guy at the end of the match. So obviously Takeshita won, and it was a fantastic match. Went about 30 minutes. Both guys were great. And Takeshita's new IWGP champion, he's claiming that he is not, like, contracted to AEW and being, you know, whatever. He has got three contracts. He has a contract for AEW, he has a contract for New Japan, and he has a contract for DDT. So he's saying he's not exclusive, and he's going to try to work pretty much every tour and also all of the shows he needs to do for the other two companies. So we shall see. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy.
Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We got Hiroshi Tanahashi's final show in his home prefecture, Gifu, Japan, November 2nd. It's a Sunday. He's got a lot of title matches coming up in his last couple of months. It is Takeshita against Haruki Goto for the IWGP title, and Tanahashi versus Yoda Tsuji for the global title. I'm also going to do the finals of the 2025 Super Junior Tag League, which is going to be starting in a little over a week, October 23rd. Doki and Sho, who are the current junior tag team champions, are in it. Dragon Dai and Raisuke Taguchi, Yo and Master Wato, Templario and Jacob Austin Young, Clark Connors and Daiki Nagai, Hiromu Takahashi and Ghetto. Hiromu requested Ghetto as his partner, and he got it. Rob Eagles and Kosei Fujita are in the B block, as well as Taiji Shimori and Robbie X, El Desperado and Uukai, Tiger Mask and Yamato, Kushida and Yuki Yoshioka, and Yoshinobu Kanemaru and Dick Togo. Round robin matches, 8 shows, all wrapping up November 1st in Osaka. So yesterday I had to hear, you're an idiot. Evil is a perfect opponent for Aaron Wolf. Or as they called him on the show, Wolf Aaron. That's going to be another one. Well, listen. Yes, evil trained Aaron Wolf. Having your debut match with your trainer is far from the worst thing. Okay? But the issue is, Evil is like, he's not a bad wrestler at all. That's not the issue. The issue is not, is he a good wrestler or not? The issue is, his matches suck because of all of the House of Torture BS. So like I said yesterday, if you want to do Aaron Wolf and Evil, and Aaron Wolf destroys the House of Torture, like, early, and, you know, they have something resembling a match, and he beats the guy, and it's like, decisive, and then that's fine. But don't debut a guy and just do all of the usual House of Torture BS. Listen, if you're going to do a House of Torture match with nothing but constant interference and gimmicks and everything, why do you need to be in the ring with your trainer? You can do that with anybody. So I'm still not sold on this match. You want to call me an idiot, that's fine. But there's a lot of big names you could put in there with Aaron Wolf on the Tokyo Dome that you're not guaranteed. Shouldn't say guaranteed, but we'll see what they do. All right, NXT going on the road. They got shows November 13th, 14th, and 15th in St. Paul, Minnesota, Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Chicago, Illinois. 3 straight days. So hopefully everyone gets some experience. We need more of these house shows, as we've been talking about for a long time. NXT tonight. So, a couple of things. First off, here's the lineup. Josh Briggs, Matt Cardona. We've got Iho de Dr. Wagner Jr. versus Lexus King. We got Blake Monroe versus Zarya. And we have a battle royal for the Halloween Havoc NXT women's title match with the TNA roster invited. So, the big question tonight is, is JC Jane all right? I have not heard an update. They did a house show last Thursday, and she went down and grabbed, like, her quad, and they pretty much had to, she couldn't go to the back on her own. They had to help her to the back. So that sounds pretty serious, but I haven't heard any update on her, and, you know, most of the roster has been gone all weekend, you know, doing the PLE. So we'll find out, I think, more tonight. Hopefully she's all right, but a lot of injuries in wrestling of late. Then we've got the Dynamite and Collision show tomorrow, which is in fact branded as two shows. People like to argue this, but it's two shows. There's 2 hours of Dynamite, 1 hour of Collision. So if you've got one of those, whatever you watch these shows on, if it's not... And actually, I think Max was even weird last time. I watched it on YouTube TV, which recorded the whole three-hour block. But someone said last time, Max, they just aired 2 hours, and then you had to go find the other hour elsewhere on Max, which is weird. But we got the Ops against La Facción for the Trios titles. Kenny Omega and Jurassic Express versus Josh Alexander, Hechicero, and Mark Davis. John Moxley, Darby Allin go face-to-face. Hurt Syndicate versus GOA. Claudio versus Roderick Strong. Chris Statlander and Tony Storm, famous last words. Wheeler and Daniel Garcia versus Orange Cassidy and Kyle O'Reilly. And Sky Blue versus Jamie Hayter. And that is the go-home show for this Saturday's Wrestle Dream, which Vinny and I will be watching live and then doing a post-show pretty much immediately afterwards on Saturday night. All right, the Raw show for Monday was actually, I mean, if you want to talk, this probably was one of the better Raws of the year, because not only did you have a major, major angle in the main event, one of the bigger angles we've seen, actually, in the whole time that, you know, Triple H has been in charge, but we also had some awesome wrestling on this show. So they had the Seth Rollins promo in his stupid trench coat, which basically was him taking credit for everything, saying he didn't need anybody, the whole shebang. And that, of course, was a setup for what happened later. Then we had Dom and Penta for the Intercontinental title, which was a very good match. They worked great together. Crowd was super into it. This is awesome, Chance. You know, they loved Penta, but they loved Dom more. So Penta only got booed twice. They cheered him like the rest of the match. But when Penta interrupted the Three Amigos, he got booed. And when he interrupted the 619, he also got booed. So ended up with Rusev coming to ringside. Penta wiped him out with a dive. Dom grabbed a belt and a ring hammer. The referee goes to get rid of the belt. He puts the ring hammer into his boot, hits a 619 with a hammer, and the frog splash in the pin. It's a very good match and very good heat. We had some promos all night for the guys in the Triple Threat main event. And then Oscar ran into Kairi and bullied her again and slapped her hard across the face. Told her she needed to take out Rhea Ripley to defend Asuka's honor. And so then we had Rhea Ripley and Kairi Sane. And this was the best match on the show. It was freaking awesome. And somebody, I think, on the board, on our board at FRWOnline.com, they made the comment about how, you know, when Kairi has to go in there and just, like, have a hard-hitting match and sell and bump, her matches are great. And they're much better than the matches where she has to remember a lot of complicated spots. And that's actually true, because the one thing I've heard about Kairi, and you can see it watching the matches, when they do matches that are like, they got a lot of high spots and choreography, she forgets stuff all the time. So this didn't have that. This was like a fight, a brawl. You know, they pounded on each other, a lot of bumps. I mean, this match was great. And finally, Kairi tried to dive. Rhea caught her. She was going to go for a finish, but Asuka jumped up on the apron. Io then yanked Asuka off the apron, killed her with a kick. Rhea hit the riptide and got the pin. Excellent match. Great heat. And then Asuka goes after Io afterwards. Rhea starts tearing apart the announce table. She went for the riptide on the table, but Kairi hit her with a kendo stick. And then Asuka DDT'd Rhea on the table, left her for dead. This program rules. It's my favorite program on either show. Jimmy and Jay are still having issues. This led to Jimmy versus Bronson Reed, which Bronson won clean after beating Roman Reigns the night before, or the weekend before. So Jimmy had bad ribs. He kept going for lifts and kept going wrong, and finally Jimmy fell on him. Jimmy went for the Samoan drop, and Bronson fell on him. Then Bronson hit two standing senton tsunami and got the pin. So they're destroying him afterwards. Jay ran down to make the save. Jay cleared the ring, and then the Usos got into another argument. Then we got Lyra and Bayley versus Raquel and Roxanne. Man, I don't know what's going on with this. It's better than Bayley, like, doing nothing, but, like, originally the storyline was that she had a split personality and that she was a heel and also a babyface. So now they team together and, you know, Bayley's selling. And then Lyra says, this isn't the Bayley I needed. She slaps her across the face. Bayley then becomes like the Incredible Hulk, hulks up, destroys Raquel and Roxanne single-handedly, wins the match. So it's like Popeye and Spinach or something, whatever the most dated reference I can come up with. So now she's not a heel. She's just a babyface and needs to get fired up to have an edge. And it's weird. It's been changed from what it originally was. We had AJ and Adam Pearce and Dom. They've announced that next week it is Finn and JD versus AJ and Dragon Lee for the tag team titles. Then we had Stephanie coming out for a victory speech. She's interrupted by Raquel and Roxanne. And they get in this big argument. And Roxanne, who just got beat, she wants a shot at Stephanie. And so then Stephanie says, I don't care who you've beat in the past. You've never beat me. If you want to if you want to fight me, stop crying and do something about it. And then Roxanne, the challenger who just lost, goes, I'll do it on my time. I was like, what? You have no shots to call here. This makes no sense. So they've announced a match for next week, and I believe it is a non-title match because a title match would make no sense. That could always change, I guess. Then the main event with CM Punk, LA Knight, Jey Uso, number one contendership. CM Punk won. He got the knees up when Jey went for a splash, hit the GTS and pinned him. And the good news is they put Punk over, and he was by far the most over guy in the match. They were more into him than they were LA Knight or Jey, so that's at least good. But then, you know, because they had to do the big angle afterwards, it's like Punk wins. He's a number one contender. And then the Vision comes out, and they just beat this guy silly. And, like, they just jobbed out CM Punk, beat him up, left him for dead, and we never saw him again. So that was kind of weird. And then, of course, they did the big spear on Seth Rollins. The fans chant one more time. And actually, this was after the spear on Punk and the tsunami. Then they chanted one more time. So then we got a Seth is a wanker chant, and that's when Braun turned on Seth. He don't like wankers, that Braun Breaker. So he speared this guy, killed him, basically told Bronson, it's me or him. Take your choice. And so Bronson goes up and gives him the tsunami. And then he goes over to Paul Heyman, tells him you're either with me or against me. And Paul ends up holding up the hands of both heels. So it was exactly as Tom described it. And it was exactly as I anticipated yesterday, or as I predicted, with the injury of Seth Rollins and the change of plans and the whole shebang. So you need this every now and then. That was like, there were a couple things that Vince was, like, good at. And one was, every now and then, he just saw that the whole thing was boring, and he just did something nutty. He just did something crazy. And it got people talking, and it was shocking, and it just changed the direction of everything. Of course, at the end, he did that every week. That sucked. But he was always very good at that. And, you know, as people in the chat are mentioning, and Dave mentioned last night, you know, one thing Vince would have done is paid people when they were hurt. He always did that. But glad he's gone. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
As you mentioned tonight, it is a brand new Brian and Vinny show for subscribers. WrestlingObserver.com for the main site. And get all of the past episodes of all of these shows that we have done. 15, might be 16,000 shows right now. Every single solitary show we've done dating back to 2005. I think there's some exceptions that got lost, like in server changes or whatever. But, I mean, there's like 15,000, 16,000 shows up there. That's WrestlingObserver.com. Or you can get just the audio if you don't want the Wrestling Observer newsletter, the board, all the other stuff on the main site. Apple Podcasts at 4wonline.com/apple. You've, of course, got YouTube at 4wonline.com/YouTube and Spotify at 4wonline.com/Spotify. All easy to find. But tonight for subscribers on the Brian and Vinny Show, the journey continues. It is 20 years ago this week on TNA Impact. They have just started on Spike TV. We will be 3 weeks in this week. What week, you ask? Well, 20 years ago this week, the week of October 15th. 2005. These shows are all available on TNA Plus, perhaps elsewhere as well. But you can watch the shows and follow along as we relive the alleged glory days of TNA wrestling. Samoa Joe and Chris Daniels, and we had an AJ Styles match with Roderick Strong a couple of weeks ago. It is actually... it's very much like watching a modern episode of Dynamite, this old Impact show. So anyway, we got to wrap it up for today. Want to thank everybody for listening. Tomorrow, Filthy Tom Lawler joining us. Lance will be back on Thursday and Friday. As noted tonight, the Brian and Vinny Show, Wrestling Observer Radio tomorrow. So much stuff to listen to. So check it out, everybody. And that's it. We'll talk to you again after a while.